The baby boomers were born between 1945 and 1964, in the era of prosperity and self-confidence that followed America's victory in World War II. The same spirit of optimism and good fortune that boosted the birth rate in those years gave those children a lifelong sense that the world was made just for them. Like the Victorians, the boomers have been a dominant cohort with influence beyond the normal generational allotment. Each passing decade of the 20th century has been defined by what the boomers were doing during it. Watching TV in the suburbs in the 1950s. Rocking and rebelling in the 1960s. Taking things too far in the 1970s. Buckling down and making money in the 1980s. This kaleidoscope of stereotyped images shows not America passing from one generation to another, but a single generation moving from one phase of life to the next. The boomers are far more self-obsessed than the Victorians were, but even if they were as humble as lambs, they would still have loomed large over the 20th century due to sheer numbers. Since they came of age, they have been America's largest voting bloc, the largest advertising demographic, the most important readers, drivers, diners, concert goers. They were dominant in their youth, when their elders flattered their idealism and advertisers chased their dollars, and they clung tenaciously to their dominance for the next half century. Bob Dylan's receiving the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016 might have made a nice capstone to this era of overwhelming boomer supremacy, the apotheosis of their global takeover, after which they might have made a graceful exit and let the younger generations have their rightful day, or late afternoon, on the cultural stage. This graceful exit has not yet been observed. The Rolling Stones will stop touring first. Unsurprisingly, the boomers' children have grown to resent them, as much as Lytton Strachey resented the Victorians. But is it more than resentment? A poll of millennials taken in 2018 found that a majority believed boomers had made things worse for their generation. What could they be referring to? The boomers have started no world wars, conscripted no soldiers, launched no breadlines. There is nothing in their record to compare with the pile of corpses at Passchendaele. The only fields of poppies planted on their account have been in Kandahar, not memorially. Nevertheless, the millennials are right. The baby boomers have been responsible for the most dramatic sundering of Western civilization since the Protestant Reformation. If that is hard to accept, it is only because the boomer revolution has been so comprehensive that it has become almost impossible to imagine what life was like before it. The rise of television, for example, has altered the human mind as much as the printing press did. And one of the ways that has altered it has been to make sustained concentration virtually impossible for those raised in its atmosphere. The way a third dimension is unthinkable for the inhabitants of Flatland. The result has been generations of young people who lack a grounding in the basic facts of history, which can't possibly be absorbed by video. To cover their tracks even further, the boomers have stuffed their ears with sufficient pseudo-knowledge to make them feel as if they know enough about the past to judge themselves superior to it. Before the Renaissance, would-be rediscoverers of Aristotle were sometimes told by zealous churchmen that anything written before Christ was ipso facto not worth rediscovering. This is approximately how the boomers feel about themselves. Any suggestion that the Western world might not be altogether better off for their influence is immediately met with an indignant litany of all the segments of humanity who previously labored in a sad state of abject non-personhood before the boomers came along and broke their chains. So deeply ingrained is this sentiment that even the boomers' harshest critics always hasten to add their reassurances that they would not want to undo the least particle of the legacy of the 1960s, only temper its excesses.